Hi, Wayne. Thanks
Hiya.
For having me.
Hi,
and yes, my name is Marisa Fernandez, and I'm Spanish from the northwest of Spain, from Galicia.
From where?
Galicia.
Galicia, all right.
Galicia, yes, mm-hmm. It's in the northwest of Spain, mm-hmm. just above Portugal.
Right.
And I have been in England now for 26 years, believe it or not.
Gosh. Wow.
Yes. I came just for 6 months.
Yeah.
And I know, and 26 years later, I'm still here.
Can't you? It can't have been ever.
I know. But I must say, I came with the idea of improving my English. I needed English for my job in Spain. I was an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So my employers, they sent me over to England to improve my English, to deal with some contractors they had with the British and American companies. Mm-hmm. So here I came to Shrewsbury because I couldn't find it in the map and I thought it would be interesting.
That's brilliant, yeah.
To see what it was like. And yeah. To be honest, it's been brilliant for me. I have learned a lot. After the 6 months, I went back, that was 1995 then, and mm-hmm. there was a big crisis, economical crisis in Spain. Mm-hmm. And I saw myself with a better level of English, but not a job to go back to.
Oh, right.
The company folded, and that's it. So I came back to Shrewsbury, where I had some contacts, and then I decided to carry on studying and later on trying to find different type of jobs. I realized that learning English, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I made good improvements. So I thought, well, let's form into the learning of other languages and at the same time, perhaps teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started. So. I started a language school that was in 2010. After several years working in different organizations, I decided that the provision of languages needed a special attention because I felt at the time that there was a shortage of specialized language teachers to teach languages properly,
uh-huh.
and especially from an early age. So Bright Owls commenced like that, teaching languages just for children. That was the idea.
Yeah.
Yes, we were teaching French and Spanish. But within a few months, we started getting inquiries about, what about adults? What about grown-ups? We want to learn languages as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we grew up, and then we ended up teaching Spanish, French, German, Italian, Greek, Greek and
yeah.
Russian. So yes, and this is our 10th year in business, which
fantastic.
I am very proud about.
Yeah, you
I bet
be,
you are. Yeah, exactly. Got every reason to
yes.
be.
Yes.
So wonderful to hear all that. So Marisa, obviously a very successful business lady. What is your major top tip, would you say, actually launching a business?
Well, I believe the most important thing is to have the passion and belief in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in what you are delivering, in what your product is or service, then you better not get
then
into
nobody
it.
Else will, yeah. Nobody else
yeah.
will believe.
Exactly.
Will
so I am a great believer of that. If you have you believe in what you have, in what you can do, it can be done.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I think that sometimes perhaps people can think, I want to set up a business, but they go about it with the idea of, right, what business is going to be successful?
Yeah.
And you know, think of it that way. And maybe they even think, oh, I'll go into, I don't know, whatever, running a coffee shop, for example, when actually they just think that might be successful. It doesn't mean they actually want to do that. And that really is looking at it the wrong way around. Yeah, personally, I agree with you that you're much better to think, I want to do, you know, obviously running a language school, or I want to be a web designer, or I want to, whatever it is, but you've got to want to do it.
Exactly. And also you have to be open that things might change. Your initial plans might change. Like myself, you know, I was concentrating in just teaching children. That was what I set up to do.
Yes.
But then I had to look at things in a different way, see what the demand was there. Can I do it? Can I do it well? And then, you know, you change your plan, and within your capability, you do the best you can to actually make it a success.
Yes.
Yeah, and good for you, seeing those opportunities and being flexible, you know, to change what you're doing and to take on, you know, additional responsibility and, you know, all of those kind of aspects, really, to further your business.
Yeah. And also you have to consider that those changes is not just in my position, for instance, as a teacher. I had to be flexible in the way I teach. I can teach one-to-ones, I can teach groups. And then, of course, we have now online tuition.
Yes,
you know, which, again, at the same time, you have to be flexible. And not all your clients, in my case, my students, they are not all up for big groups. They might want a more independent and, you know, attention, the one-to-one tuition might offer. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's all about being adaptable and flexible. And and do what you do with a passion.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So have you found that you have had to change, obviously with the you know, the current situation, have you done lots of the online teaching instead?
I have indeed, yes, all during the last few months, I had to really adapt and learn a lot how to cope with it. And yes, I've been delivering lessons online. So mm-hmm. I have one-to-one tuitions, and I also have groups online. Mm-hmm. And I have even had children online, which is challenging, but it can be done.
Yeah.
I would imagine their attention spells probably aren't the same as adults.
Well, it is, and depending, we don't teach online. I tend to teach children from the age of 7 upwards, because it requires a different way of approach, mm-hmm. and again, the attention span, you know. For some students, it's actually better, because they have no distractions from other peers, other students, you know, so they actually perform better. But it goes with the personality of the student, you know.
Yeah.
And do you find, therefore, that because you're Spanish is the main language that you teach, or is it? I think you do Italian and Portuguese as well.
That's right. Yes, my other specialized language is Portuguese.
Yes.
So I do teach Portuguese, European Portuguese, and Brazilian Portuguese, and I have a couple of groups learning Portuguese at the moment.
Wow.
And I do also teach Italian for beginners up to GCSE level, and I teach English as a foreign language.
Gosh, wow. You are a busy bee, aren't you?
I know, how do you fit it all in?
With a lot of headaches at the end of the day. But no, it is good. It's something, I will say, once you learn a foreign language, the others will come along, and you will always have little pointers from previous learned languages that will help you to embrace a new one. So it gets easier.
Yeah.
And practice makes perfect.
Well, because Wayne and I are going to have a little...
Yeah, we're going to have a stab, aren't we?
We're going to see
what happens in the next kind of section. But yeah, we kind of think, wouldn't it be fun to kind of learn a language alongside all of this wonderful work that we're doing online? So yeah, we'll be looking at that in a short while. Mm-hmm. Marissa, so in terms of business and business opportunities, where do you find most of your business comes from?
Well, to be honest, most of my business comes word of mouth.
Okay.
And we have retained students for many years. I got this particular student. She's been with me, about 8 or 9 years now. She's sitting her GCSE exam next month.
Oh, of course. So you could have them all the way through, really, couldn't you?
That's right. Yeah, so yeah, she started when she was about, 6, 7 years old, and she's come along all the way. So, yes, it varies. But, of course, I have as well my website, which is also bringing along lots of inquiries and new students. And I must say, social media plays a big part in putting my name out, but I'm not as productive with that, I must say.
Well, you're just so busy. And, you know, the thing is, it really is about doing work that you enjoy rather than just having a diary that's so full that you just can't enjoy it anymore. And it goes back to that passion aspect that you mentioned. You know, you've got to, I would imagine, have some space to enjoy what, you know, the continuation of teaching.
That's right. That's it. Well, that's one of the things that, you know, from an early beginning of the business. Of course, remember my background was accountancy. So I will have no problem in doing my own accounts, but I made a decision to, you know, bring someone along to help me out with that side of the business, just to give me time to concentrate in what I can do better and best, you know, to deliver to my students the best possible lesson. And so the same will apply probably for my social media presence, that I will have to, you know, really consider that as well.
I think so. I think, you know, you talk about sort of, you know, in business, we have to consider marketing strategies, and you're right. You've got to consider what you're great at and what maybe you could release a little bit and brief somebody on, and they can run it for you. And things change so regularly these days, you know. It's not just about, I suppose, posting the odd message. It's about the kind of media you use, engagement, advertising potential. There's a whole host of things to consider over and above, you know, a simple message or a testimonial online now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the consistency as well of it.
Yes. You know?
Yes.
So that makes a big difference. But to be honest, at the moment, things are going, I am enjoying it. I am. I never spend so much time at home in my life. So I'm starting to like it. So yes.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Marissa, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you for your big tip. That's been really, really helpful. Marissa, if you're interested, visit her site. It's brightowls.co.uk, I believe. Or you can find her online if you search for Marissa or Bright Owls. And equally, you can reach her through the through our site, our intune-radio.co.uk. Send an email to info@intune-radio.co.uk and just put in the subject Marissa. And you can get in contact with her. We'll forward it on and you can have a chat with her. Marissa, thanks for your time. It's been absolutely amazing.
Thank you, guys. Lovely.
Thank you very much, Philip.
And we'll speak to you again soon. Cheers now.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.